and it's Sunday night, and we're in Kuf Lamed Hey, and we're up to Se'if Yud. Nagul Likros Kohen Achar Kohen Behefzik Yisrael Beinehem. We'll see the final halacha as we go through the halacha, but so far we have, it's a very structured system. Kohen Levi Yisrael. Kohen Levi Yisrael. Now what? So the Mechaber Paskins, so we saw you can't call a Kohen Achar Kohen because people will say that the first Kohen was Pogum, that there's something wrong with the first Kohen. You found out he was a Cholo. But if you have a Yisrael Beinehem, and then you call a Kohen, and the Mishneh Berurah speaks out, it doesn't mean a Yisrael Beinehem, like Kohen Yisrael Kohen. It means you did your Seder, Kohen Levi Yisrael. Well, maybe there was no Levi there, and the Kohen got two Aliyahs, and then Yisrael. You did the basic Chazal hierarchy of Kohen Levi Yisrael. Now you could call another Kohen. That's what the Mechaber means. The Mishneh Berurah paskins, that's what the Mechaber, it's a question in the, what the Mechaber means. The Mishneh Berurah is paskining that that's the pshat in the Mechaber, that he means behefik Yisrael beinayim, that you went through the whole Seder of Kohen Levi Yisrael. The Yomer HaChazon Kishakori L'Sheini Afal Pisha Hu Kohen, that's like another safeguard, so people shouldn't think that he's not a Kohen, and that's why you're giving him the fourth Aliyah. The Kayosin Bonogim B'Levi Achar Levi, that you can give a Levi after you've done Kohen Levi Yisrael. Now, what can you do after you do Kohen Levi Yisrael? So some Achronim interpret even the Shulchan Aruch that the only thing you can do after Kohen Levi Yisrael is again go through this, the hierarchy of Kohen Levi Yisrael. So you can do Kohen Levi Yisrael and then Kohen Levi Yisrael. But the Mishneh Berurah does not learn like that. He holds that once you did Kohen Levi Yisrael, then you can just give another Kohen, and you don't have to go through the whole Kohen Levi Yisrael system again. You can give a Kohen and then a Yisrael, in other words. And his raya is from the words of the Mechaber, "Bekayosi bezenogim belevi achar Levi," which means you do Kohen Levi Yisrael and then Levi. So you don't need a whole new system. Just once you do the basic Chazal hierarchy, then you can do what you want, basically. That's what the Mechaber is saying. Hagav v'lochein muter lalos gamkein lemaftir b'chi haigavna. So it's not a coin or a lady can get maftir. Now, it's very unclear what in the world v'lochein means. So the Mishneh Berurah learns that all the v'lochein means is that you say clearly that he's a coin or that he's a lady. People shouldn't think he's not a coin or not a lady. Why they would think so is also not so clear. Because it's maftir. So like anybody can get maftir. But that's what the Mishneh Berurah says the v'lochein means. That v'lochein, they give a kohen or a levi maftir, and they speak out that he's a kohen or a levi. The kohen maftir stam without calling him up. Apparently that was the minig in many places. Ein lochosh l'figmo, then you stam have no problem. There ain't lo maskir shmo. So again, it's a little weird to us because everybody sees him and they know who he is. So what's really the difference? What? They go. They didn't go yalef for maftir. They didn't do yalef. The Eish Omer Dain Likos Kohen Achar Levi Leminyan Shiva. That's really more our minig. This whole thing that we're learning is really very theoretical because we don't do that. But it can happen. You have a simcha in shul. And there's two Ufrufs, and the families are here from America, and they're Kohanim or whatever. So, B'shas HaTchak, in such matters, you could follow the Tzak of the Mechaber Ramah that we just learned. But now the Ramah is saying, the Eish Omer, the Ein Likos Kohen, the Levi, the Minyan Shiva, they're not in the Shiva Krum at all. Aval Akash and Nishla Minyan, Yecholim Likos Kohen, the Levi. If you make a Sophis, you can give a Kohen or a Levi. We don't even do that. Even though the Ramon now says the Chaynoyagim b'medina Seilu, the Mishneh Berurah will speak out, we don't even do that. The only thing we do is give a Kohen or a Levi is Achron, the very last Aliyah, or Maftir. But we don't even do what the Ramon says is perfectly okay, which is to give a Kohen or a Levi anyway, suffice after the seventh. The Ramon goes on to say, it's important to know these halachas if situations arise, because you have to know what's Ikar HaDin, and what the minig developed, and what So umiyu b'mokam tzorich d'chaki yechisu l'asvara rishayna. Asvara rishayna is the very first sheet that we saw, which according to the Mishnah Brura's interpretation of the Mechaber and Ramah, is that after you give Kohen Levi Yisrael, you can now give another Kohen, or you can now give another Levi. B'shas ha-tchak, you have an ufra, if you have people, you can do that. If you want to be frum, you'll give Kohen Levi Yisrael, Kohen Levi Yisrael. That's not the way the Mishnah Brura interprets the Mechaber Ramah, but that's the way the Gra does. And so you're being already frum if you do Kohen Levi Yisrael, Kohen Levi Yisrael. If you make Chaysafais, if you don't give another a Kohen or a Levi, any of the first seven Aliyahs, except for the first two, of course, and you relegate them to the Chaysafais, then you're being even more frum. Then you're doing the Ramah second Shita. But the Ramah himself said, B'mokam tzayrech u'dechak, yesh lismu chasvara rishona. And the frumest of the frum will only give Kohen or Levi Achron, the very last Aliyah, and of course Maftir. Yes. All bets are off with Maftir. You've been Mafsik the Aliyahs with a Kaddish. It's like the first Aliyah of a new Sedra, and it's perfectly legitimate. It's even maybe, you can make a case that it's preferable to give it to a Kohen. It's like the first Aliyah of a new Sedra of laning. So you're giving the Kohen first. Okay, that's...
What would be a Shatach?
Shatachak is that there's an Ufruf in Shul, and the guy's family came from America, and they can't understand why they can't all have Aliyahs, and he's a Kohen. You want to know what I would do? That's a different. I mean, that's a loaded question.
Most Kohanim...
Most
Kohanim and
Levi
know they can only get through
Aliyah. Get this guy. Yeah. We had it once. It once happened. I don't know. It's important to know the halacha. You have a Shas HaTchak. Not everybody is like so... Uncle Harry is here from California. Uncle Joe came from Texas. Vakulu. And go tell them they can't get an Aliyah. It's bad enough they can't read from the Torah. You have to be making, give them Aliyahs, even though they can't read. You know, you're anyway in trouble there. Let's wait till we see the Mishnah Berurah. There's a lot of Mishnah Berurahs here. The Mishnah Berurah discusses Simchas Torah. In the old days, everybody was too shikr on Simchas Torah to just care. So just do whatever they wanted. But we'll learn the halach in the Mishnah Berurah. No, what you do Simchas Torah is you try to do Kohen Levi Yisrael, Kohen Levi Yisrael. Yeah, because it is. You try to do Kohen Levi Yisrael, Kohen Levi Yisrael. But many people, many shuls, if you notice, they're soimich on the most kuladikah shita, that after Kohen Levi Yisrael, you can do whatever you want. That's what they do in a lot of places. You try to do another Kohen Levi Yisrael set, but if that doesn't work out, Simchas Torah, everybody just gets Aliyahs, because they're soimich on the most lenient shita, which is that you can do whatever you want after Kohen Levi Yisrael. Okay, that's the most lenient shita. What?
They're all
Haisafais. It's hard to say. Simchas Torah, okay, you're right. You mean after the first five, they're all Haisafais. And the Chanami. So it's not really... What? Laning is always with Rabbanan, I'm afraid. I mean, even though Moshe Rabbeinu was Mesakin laning, but that, it was only on a Drabbanan level. He didn't make up a mitzvah with the Araisa. It was still Drabbanan. It's about as high a Drabbanan as you can get, I'll admit, Moshe Rabbeinu. But, okay. We'll go through the Mishnah Berurahs now, even though I spoke most of them out. So, Kotan Laman Aleph, the Hefzik Yisrael, Benayim, Pira, Shekhar, Metchila, the Mishnah Berurahs interpreting the Mechaber a bit more strictly than it would seem from just reading the Mechaber. That it just doesn't mean Behefzik Yisrael, Benayim, but it means Shekhar, Metchila, Kol Haseid, Ketakonos Chachomim. Koyan Levi Yisrael, Ozmut Alach, Lekar Koyan. If you look in the Shar HaTzion, Choftes, he speaks that out. Lafuke Shalyikr, Koyan Acher Koyan V'Levi, even though the simple reading of the Mechaber might mean that. Mikomukom Amokom Shetiknu, again,
All of these things are set aside if there was an established minig in the town, I don't know, from when they made the shul. Apparently there was a minig shechacham ha'ir yikra ha'shloish esrei midois. So even if he's a kohen, he can end up getting shlishi on a tainus. It's very weird, but again, that's what they used to do. We saw that the other day, that the minig trumps all. In other words, you're not talking about objective halachas, that it's like, you know, the world's going to come to an end if you give a kohen the wrong aliyah. Avadi, you have to follow the halacha, but we saw already in the Mefarshim that the minig of the shul, which might have been instituted even for financial reasons, but if it was an early takana and the way the shul was established, then it's legitimate to go along with that takana. So if they would have known the money issues when they made the shul, right? Now the shul can establish basically that the, you know, it's, you have to know if it's proper to do or not, but they technically could establish a minig that they're going to sell all aliyahs. It's not the right thing to do, but in terms of the kiddushto and in terms of this, you see from the Mishnah Berurah in many places that we've had already that the minig trumps all in these inyanim. So again, you know, a shul, the pashtus wouldn't make such a minig. They wouldn't want to like go in direct, you know, in direct contradiction to the way Chazal said the aliyah should be given out. But again, it's important to know that Maker Adin, you can do that. You can do that. And that's why it's done. There was a common minig that Chosson Bracious, that the first aliyah of Bracious, of Shabbos Bracious, it was a common minig to sell it, to bid it. People would bid a lot of money. The first aliyah of the Torah, Bracious Bar Elokim, on Shabbos Bracious. I'm not talking about Chosson Bracious. I'm talking about Shabbos Bracious. There was an establishment in many shuls to sell that aliyah.
Forget the coin.
So the Mishnah Berurah does not disapprove of it. That was the minig. Okay, getting back to where we're holding here, what then remains from Levi, and the coin read twice, and then Yisrael. So you read the Sedra already. So the Mishnah Berurah learns that after coin Levi Yisrael, you can call a coin, you can call a Levi, you can do whatever you want. Now look in the Shaar HaTziyun, an uncharacteristically long Shaar HaTziyun in Os Lamed Aleph. Even though I said 2 days ago it was an uncharacteristically long Shaar HaTziyun, so here's another one. If it happens again, I'll stop saying uncharacteristically. But it's kedai to learn. Lamed Aleph in the Shaar HaTziyun. Beirarti das ha-machaber, k'vima shebiru also el yirabu ba-prima godin. That after Kohen Levi Yisrael, you can do what you want. Af shadas halavush. After the first Kohen Levi Yisrael, Elam Ken Yasu Old Mitchila Seder Chodosh, Dainu Kohen Levi Yisrael. Mikomuko Me Anti Bezeh, I didn't go with their interpretation of the Machaber. The Lefiza, okay, he says, right, the Lefiza Loyalay Machaber, Lata Belevi Achar Levi, Behefik Yisrael. Because you need a new sedra. What's that all about? You're not making a new sedra there. These are not my questions. These are the Prima Gadim's questions. Right? In the seven kruim, in the yeshomrim, so from all these implications, it seems that the shot in the Mechaber is that if the Kohen Levi Yisrael, you can do what you want. Okay, we're not going into the pilpul here, but our component, that's how the Mishnah Berurah interprets the Mechaber, that if the Kohen Levi Yisrael, all bets are off. Okay, back to the Mishnah Berurah. After the small Lamed Aleph, Atam, the reason we don't care after the first Kohen Levi Yisrael, the Lekel Aneichashlam Begomer Shalvishin Bazen, we don't say that the people will say that the first Kohen is not really a Kohen. The Havi Pogum, Miyad Hayumaran in an Achrav, so people would have yelled right away, Vayamadinois Machazin, Vayakorn Achrav in Makomo, but now it's like three Aliyahs later, Kohen Levi Yisrael, and now you're calling another Kohen, no one's going to say that there was something wrong with the first Kohen.
But if Big Moshe Sheni Lama Lamekesh, then no one's going to think that the second one is not really a Koyim. Sheyomer al Koyin al Levi Shem Chalolim, because you say Hakoyin, you call that Afalpi Shu Koyin. We don't say Afalpi, but we speak out his lineage. We say Yamod. We say you call up to Maftir. You say Yamod Pliny Ben Pliny Hakohen Maftir. That's how we do this Mechaber. They speak out, Afal Pishuhu Kayan. Yeah. They're worried about. Well, people know him as a Kayan. They'll see he's not Kenning the Kayan Aliyah.
So they'll
think he's a Cholo. Well, yeah. Well, they just found out that his father married a Grusha. Okay, because we're not going to be son of Lamer, Sifkot and Lamed Bez. Afal Pishuhu Minim Siftes, Levi Achalevi Lo Yikra. Hochakim and Shifts of Yisrael Bain Tayim, the Goyim Omer Afal Pishuhu Levi, Lekashim Chashosha. Lamafter b'chiyai gavner with some lomah shiaska gamkin shu koyin levi. That's what the Ramon means by v'lochein mutalalos gamkin lamafter b'chiyai gavna. What does it mean b'chiyai gavna? That it doesn't it means that you call out he's a koyin, he's a levi. Koyin levi. V'adin and filum yitzalasu seder chodosh. This is the shita, the more chomer dike shita. Not no koyin levi in the shiva kruim after the first two. Even if you want to make a seder chodosh, you want to do like the gross way. And you want to do Kain Levi Yisrael? Gam Kain Osir L'Shita Zu, Kibin Shu B'toch Shiva Kruim. Can't do it. Kuzul HaPoiskim, remember, on a Tainus you cannot call up a Kain or Levi for Maftir. Shumi Minyan HaKruim, because he's one of the Kruim. It's not really Maftir. Maftir is not the Heter. The Heter is you're finished with the Kruim already. But when Maftir is in the Minyan HaKruim, obviously you can't call it a Kain or a Levi, which brings me back to my childhood memories where my siblings and I got together and we outbid everyone in the shul to buy my father Master Yona. And then when it came time to give the Aliyah out, they said, who did you buy it for? So we said, who do you think we bought it for? We bought it for my father. He said, your father's a lazy. He ain't getting Master Yona. We go, what? Master. They go, not Master Yona. It's one of the three crewmen. So now you're listening who we gave it to. I was probably 9 years old at the time. I don't even know how I had money to help the bid. But the four of us got together, we're going to buy my father Master Yona. I don't know who we ended up giving it to. But that's when I learned the hard way, this halacha. It says, if you learn a halacha and you nichshal ba, you never forget it the rest of your life. So I don't have to learn the Mishnah Berurah on this. I'll remember that. I was traumatized, by the way. It was like a very traumatic. Like the end of Yom Kippur, we were so excited. The whole Yom Kippur, we're like, yes, we're going to do this for Tati. And then it was very traumatic. I still remember it today. I have to go to a psychiatrist to get it out of me. The main Shem Yisrael, I yodei lahaftir. Even if there's no Yisrael that knows how to be master, I'm not sure what that means. I guess they used to read the Haftarah. I mean, you know. So you read them the Haftarah. You cannot give a kain or a levi on a tainus shlishi, because it's one of the minyan akruim. The minyan shiva. Well, then you can't give him one of the first five on Yom Tov. If by mistake they made a mistake and they called up a Kohen Levi as one of the Kruim, so he should not take the Aliyah. He walks up and then they chop what's going on. He waits there, and you can give him Achron or Maftir, so he shouldn't be embarrassed. Then the Efshar, if that's impossible, I don't know why it should be impossible. So then he can make the bracha. He can get the Aliyah because it's Peshas Atchak, so you can be Seimach on the most lenient Shita that after you gave Kain Levi Yisrael, all bets are off. We'll learn Belineder, Mitzvah Shem, Sivkot and Lamed Vav tomorrow. We'll stop here. Sivkot and Lamed Vav basically talks about some Chastaira and all different kinds of scenarios. Shimshon, 9:30, we said, I have to talk to someone now. Yeah. Thank you.